News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
For newly built properties, they're no longer going to be capped at 2% annually. The increases that you can have under the rent pressure zones is going to Cabinet this week. Instead, going to be tied to the rate of inflation. And we're going to be talking about this in a few minutes' time. But it kind of strikes me, Ciara, like this is a plan that isn't going to benefit anybody. Because on one hand, you have, right, there's the government is saying this is going to be to invest more in new apartment building, and you're going to make it more of an incentive for the big investment funds to come back in at Ireland. But if you're tying it to inflation, like that could be 10% one year, it could be 1%. You have no guarantee that there's going to be a steady profit out of those if you're an investment fund. And then on the flip side, for renters, you now have no certainty after the 6 years of your first tenure that you're not going to be kicked out for any reason at all, and that the rent that in any apartment or house that you're going into can be hiked up by any number at all. So there's a good chance that a lot of people who are in tenancies for a long time will now have a very uncertain future.
I think this is better than nothing. And I do agree with you that the tying to inflation may create a kind of an uppy-downy situation, but at least what it will remove for landlords, and by the way, I'm not on the side of landlords, I'm just on the side of supply. What it will mean for landlords is that they won't be tied to a rent cap that is below the level of inflation. So if inflation, which it has been here, is 3, 4, 5, 6%, and you're capped at 2%, you're now making a loss compared to inflation. And I think that was an issue. This is politically really unpalatable because it is so easy for the opposition to hit the government with the kind of the eviction stick and not protecting tenants enough and all that kind of stuff. And it has been a challenge for the government, I think, to even do anything about this. But the issue is that supply is dwindling all the time, which actually has a negative impact on tenants that is far greater than the impact of anything else. And how to address that, all the experts tell us, is we need to remove rent pressure zones, and that our rent pressure zones are among the most stringent and punitive in the world. So I think this has to be done. I don't know if it's enough. I don't know if it's going to be falling between two stools. I don't know the answer to any of that. I know that they are going to take an absolute pasting and kicking from the opposition over it. But sometimes the opposition do that because they know the government actually can't say yes or no to something. And they kick them for not saying yes or no to something, but they know that they can't because this has to be done. I think this has to be done in some way because we see an exodus of investors and even small landlords in the market. Whether this is the exactly right move, I don't know.
Yeah, the small landlords in particular, I think there's nothing in there for them, because if you are, there's the protections for 6 years that are going to be brought in for people who are there. So if you're a small landlord the mom and pops, if you're coming up to your retirement and this was your nest egg, you take on a tenancy, you can't sell that in 3 years to have your pension.
No, and we know that there are so many people who did do that, particularly during the Celtic Tiger. They bought one apartment or two apartments, often on 100% mortgages or even 110% mortgages, which were a crazy thing that existed. And the idea was that they would use that as their nest egg, and then they became embroiled as the kind of reluctant landlords.
Stuck in equity or whatever it was.
All of that. And that has been an issue. But I think something... The idea is consistently in this country that we have to be on the side of the tenant, on the side of the tenant, as if landlords and investors are somehow indentured servants and they have to stay in the market. They're leaving in their droves. So what we actually have to do is provide supply. And I think that is the issue. But look, let us know what you think this morning about rent pressure zones. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.